an intimate ministry. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. There is a lot of misunderstanding about the beautiful person of the Holy Spirit. Many cults and false teachings consider him to be an influence, an it, not a person. They talk of him as an invisible active force, a kind of energy, or a super substance. But the Holy Spirit is deity. He is the third person of the Trinity. He is fully God. And the indwelling Holy Spirit has been given to each believer as a gift from God. Christ was the disciples' helper, comforter, guard, and guide while he was on earth. But when he ascended into heaven to sit on the throne of the Father, he sent us the Holy Spirit to be another comforter, to be our ever-present help in time of trouble. And the helper that Christ sent was to be just like himself and to be with us forever. The Holy Spirit will be a helper akin to that which the disciples experienced during Christ's earthly sojourn. But he'll remain alongside us through life and into eternity. Jesus was the Paraclete or Parakletos while he was on earth for his disciples. The Holy Spirit is now the Paraclete or Parakletos for believers on earth today. And Paraclete means advocate, one that comes alongside to help. Today we have our indwelling Paraclete, our Parakletos, to come alongside to help. No wonder Jesus said, "It is expedient for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, then the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I do depart, I will send him unto you." I doubt the disciples could have imagined that Christ, going away as he did, would have resulted in something even better for them. For the Lord Jesus could only walk beside his disciples, while the Holy Spirit indwells the very heart of a believer. This intimate inner ministry of the indwelling Spirit surpasses our wildest thoughts. The Holy Spirit is equal in power, glory and understanding to the Father and the Son. He is fully a person, a divine person with a perfect will, emotions and intellect. We actually have deity living inside us to lead and to guide, to help and to comfort. The Creator of the universe has chosen to make you and me his personal residence. Never let us forget who we have dwelling within our heart, teaching and training us. Never mistake him for a mere power or force, nor a kind of energy or influence. A force or influence does not have reasoning ability, nor make choices or decisions. An energy doesn't have emotions, and a mere power cannot be grieved or insulted. But when we do not yield to his guiding voice, we can hurt and even quench the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is an all-knowing person, and he knows the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. We have the omniscient, omnipotent, eternal God indwelling our bodies. What amazing grace that God should live in me and that he should dwell in you. Let us wonder at the mystery of the divine person that has chosen to take up residence in our heart and become our teacher, advisor, advocate and instructor, and who is leading and guiding us into all truth, and most importantly, is at this moment conforming us into the image and likeness of the lovely Lord Jesus Christ himself.